This is a Kaboom Podcast production from BYU Radio.
Major John Howling Wolf was a military machine through and through. He became a cop right out of high school, then enlisted in the army when the Empire of Dutch Jakarta invaded Australia. He saw more than a few strange things over there. He came back as a decorated combat veteran, earned his commission, and was recruited by Dad and General Lightfoot to command the brigade in Olympus Dale. Wolf could be trusted to follow procedure, no matter how crazy things got. But things had not gone the way Dad planned. There was no procedure for what was happening in Olympus Dale.
Right this way, Major. He's lost a lot of blood.
Major Wolf was completely cut off from his chain of command with no easy way to deal with this many scared and confused civilians. Especially when some of them, including my brother, simply refused to stay within the Army's security perimeter. And now for Chapter 7, Bent.
Dr. Gomez, who is this man? What's his status?
Bet Lee. He's barely alive, Major. On life support, he nearly bled out when his arm was severed. The extreme blood loss shut down some organs and sent him into a coma. It would help if I knew how this happened. Your soldiers won't tell me anything.
If I had had the lost limb, I could have attempted to reattach it. Thank you, Doctor. If he recovers, he's not to leave this room without an escort. I must remind you of the security clause in your contract with the Department of Defense.
Yes, yes. Anything he says is top secret, blah, blah, blah. You may have nothing to worry about. He won't live long if the generators go out. Clinics run on electricity and clean water, Major.
We're working on it. Doolittle, how did this happen?
His wife distracted the guards at the foothill barricade and he got past them on a four-wheeler. Whatever killed Tuckett took this man's arm.
They cut past an entire platoon. How is that possible?
Apparently they're, doomsday preppers, sir. They've been developing escape plans for years.
Who is that crying woman?
That crying woman is Anna Lee, Chief Master Sergeant retired. I'm this nearly dead man's wife, and I am not happy.
I'm sorry about what happened to your husband, Mrs. Lee, but I can't guarantee the safety of any citizen who attempts to leave the perimeter.
Meanwhile, four young citizens found themselves way past the military perimeter. At the perimeter beyond the perimeter. It was where the deepest woods met a gap in the mountains about 50 feet wide, which opened to the farmlands outside of the Olympus Dale Valley. The 1952s called it the Window on the West. But now, something filled the space between the rising rock faces.
So beautiful. We should call it the Rainbow Gate.
It was like a curtain made from some see-through material. As you got closer, you'd see the shimmering ribbons of color that traveled up from the ground melting into the night sky. It was definitely the source of the wonderful, dangerous noise. Dead leaves nearby floated ghost-like an inch off the ground. Raina's long black hair swam all around as if she was underwater.
Fascinating! Can you feel that nimbus? It must be all over the electromagnetic spectrum. We should get closer.
Wait! We don't know what it is.
What are you afraid of, Niels? It's wonderful.
Raina!
Watch. I'm gonna put my hand in.
Don't touch it!
Get off of me, you psycho! What is your problem?
I'm sorry. You were about to touch that thing.
I was not.
Yes, you were.
Oh, wait, what's Chess doing?
See?
Stop! Chess!
I've got him.
Don't tackle him. It might hurt his heart. Just grab his arm.
No. I need to investigate the anomaly. Let me go.
He's strong and wiggly.
He's like hypnotized or something. Chess, look at me.
This could be a groundbreaking discovery.
Chesterton! We'll investigate it. We will. But first, look in my eyes. Who am I?
don't!
I'm your best friend. Who am I?
Reina Galadriel Gomez.
That's right. And who are you?
Chesterton Franklin Washington Wardle. The first.
That's right. I think he's coming out of it.
Most fascinating. I must have been consumed with curiosity. The love of knowledge is a kind of madness, so it's been said.
Niels, was I really hypnotized like that?
Yeah. I wouldn't dare tackle you otherwise.
Hi guys. So, what's all this then?
Skinny, where have you been?
I told you, I had to spend a penny.
At a time like this? Do you see this?
Indeed. Energy field conspicuously placed deep in the woods between Olympus Dale and the rest of the world. It's time for a little of what I like to call science. Chess, you can be my assistant. Take the branch and stick it in the... what are we calling this?
The Rainbow Gate.
Indeed not. Stick the stick into the Hairy Gate, named after Reina's new do. Everyone else, take notes.
How close are the engineers to tapping into the electricity at the warehouses?
They haven't figured out where the power is actually coming from yet, but they're making progress, sir.
Make the clinic and the sewage substation the first priorities. It's amazing. This is a planned city with state-of-the-art infrastructure full of the brightest minds in the country. And the lack of basic utilities is about to cause a major crisis. No electricity means no running water, which means no waste disposal. Dr. Gomez has already reported 2 cases of fecal poisoning. Tomorrow, find me an engineer to discuss building latrines in every neighborhood.
But sir, all the engineers are working double shifts, and I don't think they have
Then find me a Boy Scout!
Yes! Sir, excuse me, sorry, sir.
Maybe we could both use an hour's sleep.
Dad!
Adam, what are you doing here?
Dad, I work here. Remember, I'm the gopher janitor copy boy.
But why aren't you home?
Dad, we need to talk.
Okay. You're dismissed, Doolittle.
Yes, sir.
And take a sponge bath. Use my water ration if you need to.
Yes, sir.
What is it, son?
Have you heard from Mom?
No. All the phones are down.
Dad, we need to get a hold of her. Can't we use some military line?
Those are down, too. I'm sure your mother is fine.
Let me just drive to Metro City and talk to her.
Out of the question.
Why?
Adam, the lockdown applies to us, too. My orders are very clear about this.
What about Mom? Don't you even care?
Son, of course I do.
Things are falling apart around here. Everybody's scared, and nobody knows anything.
We're doing everything we can.
I want to go look for Val.
Valkyrie Smith?
Yeah, she's... well, she's a really good friend. I heard she was at the freeway exit.
Son, I'm sorry. We just have to hope that her father or emergency services outside town are rendering aid.
But Dad, you locked things down right when she was coming back in. It's not fair.
I'm already dealing with her mother on this issue. The challenges inside the town are my top priority.
But you're in charge. You can bend the rules.
I am in command, yes. But I'm subject to the limits of my intel and to my orders.
But...
and so are you.
Dad.
That's enough. Go home. I'll be there in a few hours.
Ugh. I wish I had been stuck outside of town.
Heave-ho, Chess. The Aeon is ticking by.
I'll keep a constant rate of speed as I insert the stick into the Rainbow Gate, in case velocity affects the energy field.
Guys, are you sure that's a good idea? What if it sucks them in or something?
Leave the science to the scientists.
Okay, but let's start with a rock so we can keep our distance. Who wants to throw it? Give me a break. Here goes.
Where did it go? Did it go through?
I don't know. You can't really see through to the other side.
Well, it didn't bounce back, so we know it's not a force field.
Chess, what are you doing?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's going for it. In a surprise play, Chesterton is pushing the stick probe into the Hairy Gate.
It's just sort of dissolving as he pushes it in.
Okay, that's enough, Chess. Don't push it in too far. Step back now. Whoa, the stick is completely sheared off.
Or transported.
Or transmuted.
You don't even know what that means. How about spaghettified chess?
Perhaps. If this is an event horizon of some kind, the severed end is cold.
Ugh. This must be what happened to the drone. Remember, it was cut in half.
But we weren't anywhere near this spot.
But it was high up.
Which means this energy field must extend upward in a curve. Like a bubble.
Affirmative. Okay, let's all get video of the gate on our phones.
Niels, could you take a picture of the 1952s in front of our latest discovery?
Sure.
Be sure to get all of Raina's floating hair. It's a good look for her.
Okay, guys. That was awesome. Totally awesome. Einsteinian discovery awesome.
Raina, maybe we should tell someone that it's here and that it's dangerous.
No way!
Speaking of which, time for your blindfold. Shh.
What is it?
I don't think that's a soldier. Sounds more like a moose.
There aren't any moose in the valley.
Meese.
Moose.
Shut up! What do we do?
It's coming closer.
A moose won't chase us, will it?
I don't know.
Never mind, just run.
It's following us.
Neil, are you sure?
What is it?
Definitely not a moose.
The moonlight cut between the gnarled trees of Mirkwood, casting their silhouettes as huge creatures with reaching arms, like Snow White running through the woods in that old Disney cartoon. Ahead of the group, Niels turned back to see where everyone was, and then he saw it.
What?
At first, he thought it was a twisted tree toppling forward, about to crush Skinny.
Run faster!
And then, whatever it was, screamed.